Diesel.
I could join at the hip.
This is Black Hoodie Rap. There's no fear in my eyes. What are you looking at? Better look on map.
Everybody else, can you hear everything?
I feel so.
Is this a little hot?
I can't hear you.
Is better than
I can't hear me at all.
And my headphones, no.
Can we bring this down if I need to?
Pat says this is a show.
Yeah, hang on. Check.
I ain't got nothing.
I hear everybody but you.
Oh, because I'm muted.
All right.
Much better.
I'm so good.
Much better.
Yeah, there we go.
Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
So we do need to address that we're not the outer limits.
Yeah, so
I love that name. I don't know why
I know,
you guys didn't.
It changed because Kinky went
we
wrong. Response.
We weren't set. You heard that.
I like the term outer limits. I don't know. It just seems because it's the exact opposite of what you think it's going to be like. I heard outer limits. I'm like, fuck yeah, we're going to talk about space. And then it's just kind of like, I bet Jesus is a real cool dude. I'm like, all right, man, it's fine.
But you don't like Kinky Wet and Wild?
No, I think Kinky Wet and Wild works just as well. I mean, it's just like, you type in Kinky Wet and Wild, and I'm just like, sweet, porn star talk.
Yeah.
And then it's the complete opposite.
Oh, that's, to jump on that bandwagon, I think I told Pat earlier, we started a Twitter page.
We started recording
podcast.
Have you started?
Yeah, why not? No, we just haven't intro yet. We're gonna have. This is like when you watch Lost, and then
you don't know
what's going on.
Yeah,
but then they have that fucking thing that comes in.
Right,
says Lost.
And then you guys all act surprised at the end, like, oh, they weren't dead. They are dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice stained glass though.
We're sloppy. We're starting off sloppy.
But,
we're
already
keep going sloppy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've got a Twitter page at KWW Podcast, and I started that up and went and followed some people, and I followed like 100 people. And usually on Twitter, you can follow like you get like 25% of the people to follow you back. Not with Kinky Wet and Wild. You got 8. Did you do a Kinky Wet and Wild podcast?
8's pretty good.
So the name is Kinky Wet and Wild, but the actual Twitter handle is at KWW Podcast.
Okay,
so it's Kinky Wet and Wild Podcast doesn't fit.
It's so. Kenny Walton West.
Right.
Then I'll make sure I put in the description Kenny Walton West. Nobody gets that far when they see Kinky Wet and Wild.
Yeah, no one wants to follow that on
I told
Twitter.
You.
Their wives will see.
I get a request of like Kinky Wet and Wild wants to follow you. I'm like, done. It's not even I may never look back. I'm like, I'm not following anybody else. This is the only newsfeed I need.
So welcome to the potential episode 2 of Kinky Wet and Wild.
Or maybe the Outer Limits now that Pat brought it up.
No, we don't know. We turned back and bought all this shit.
Wait, Kenny, you don't have to buy a Twitter domain.
I spent
a lot of money on that.
You can change a handle.
It took me
10
minutes to make a shitty little profile picture. That's
time.
That's actually an investment of my time.
We'll do the Outer Limits where it's podcast. It'll be me and Kara doing our own podcast called The Outer Limits where how much fun it is to fuck a MILF.
No, what you should do for Outer Limits is since you're you dabble in the marijuana, you should have people who don't normally smoke weed smoke weed
that's
with you, and then you just ask them like real questions, like highbrow philosophical shit, and just hear the ridiculous things they come up with.
I'm a pro addict, and I'm a little panicky already. Feel my heart racing.
Seeing the devil.
Yeah, go see the devil.
Just a quick sound off before we get too deep into this. We're joined today by our friends from Through Being Cool Podcast.
Yeah, I'm Patrick.
Nick.
And then us, I'm Kenny.
Wes.
Walt.
We love you. Let's go.
Yeah, I just want to address how you said they want to be on our show so all they can talk about is their show. We weren't going to do that.
No, but you should now.
No.
That's funny. That reminds me of an episode of Through Being Cool.
Oh, yeah. That show me and Nick are on.
It might be the same one.
Sounds like the same one.
It's damn, son.
Oh no, this is gonna.
This is all it's gonna be.
It's two of them. That's the best. The hip hop one.
You guys are mad, man. I knew it. It's gonna devolve.
I'm gonna lose my fucking mind in a minute.
I'm done.
I just had a fart button.
I left work early for this.
That's the best I got.
Where do you work at?
Where do you work at?
The poor fuck has your old job and your old job. How crazy is that?
There's three fucking generations of shop men. Yeah.
I remember back in my days at the shop, we weren't allowed to do that.
I had to watch Colby sad all the time.
Oh, that has not changed.
You know, it's that good to have changed. Consistency in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You guys used me tattooing him in a header on your thing.
No, Matt did. Yeah.
Okay.
He's so goofy. Oh, he's so fake sad. I love him.
Cole is?
Yeah.
You think it's fake?
I don't know. Okay. I don't want to say it's fake, but I think if we sat him down, like, hey, man, what makes you smile? He could list 10 things.
He had some vegan eggs.
List vegan egg? What the fuck
I don't know
is that?
Yeah. Fuck, it was. It was in an egg carton, though. And I was like, oh, you're eating eggs now? And he's like, no.
I just had no explanation. I'm just not.
It's like the kids on South Park, like, no.
Curdled
no.
milk is what I'm
having. No, I'm not. Curdled milk. So it is something like algae something or another.
No.
So I'm like, you know that as a vegan, you should probably eat eggs because a female chicken is going to lay a goddamn... She's going to push an egg out of her pussy every day. If there's not a cock around a fucker, it's not going to even have potential to be a chick.
I don't follow that one at all. A chicken pussy.
Well, don't you think... You should for sure eat eggs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should. You should eat anything.
It couldn't hatch into a chick.
I ate McDonald's on the way out here by myself.
You fucking savage.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
But it is a waste, right?
Gross,
I mean,
yeah, well, they'll eat them. If
the chickens will.
Yeah, yeah, the chickens will eat them.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Chickens are cannibals?
Yeah.
Chickens just got way
most
cooler.
Most animals
chickens
ate
their own eggs. Come on.
We had a rooster.
Bears don't eat their own eggs.
Huh? I'm going to... No.
Their own
no, Pat, it's true. It's true.
Bears eat their own
eggs?
Yeah,
bears eat their own eggs.
Yeah, they'll eat anything.
Lost this fucking big ass ball you're sitting on keeps hitting me. Is that a dog?
It's my yoga ball, baby.
Yeah, Wes is trying to strengthen his core. He's got a big Street Fighter tournament.
We had a rooster that was mean and he would go for you. So I was like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. So
like with your fists or the blades you
I
attach?
Like, I tried to kick. I would like he would come running at me and I would kick him and knock him out. I'm like, finally I killed him.
God.
So I would knock this motherfucker out cold, and then he would get up and he would like shake his head off, like, and shake his feathers off, and look at me, and then come attack me again after he was knocked out cold.
Yeah. So
why
just
for that everybody?
We were leaving town, and we had the people taking care of our chickens.
Hold on. How does that? Okay. So you were leaving town. Did you go next door? Like, hey.
I gotta kill this rooster.
Hey, the Tanners, do you guys mind watching our chickens while we're gone for the weekend?
Doughboy hooked it up.
Oh, okay.
Doughboy's got chickens.
What?
Yeah, we've all got chickens.
God, you guys have all got so lame since I left.
I mean...
How is she gonna wake up in the morning, bro?
I eat eggs. We eat like eight
eggs. Okay, now,
my dogs eat
the,
eggs.
So you guys have the chickens, then you use what they make.
No, we
the
just
shit,
have them.
You're
but look at
the
we just love
shit, we use that.
We just love chicken shit all over our.
You do not love your chicken because you're kicking it about the yard.
That was a rooster.
Actually, that mug that you're drinking from is chicken shit mug.
You guys are some next level resourceful shit.
This story's taking too long.
You invited us.
I walked down and I shot the rooster in between the eyes with a .22. And the moral of the story was. 12 or
Wes
six.
Is
I think
in
we
jail
now.
Somebody call PETA.
Fuck that rooster.
No, what's that?
When you
bump that rooster.
I feel like as soon as that bullet hit that chicken's face, Cole was like, no.
Well, the girls, all the chickens came running over to him and started like where the hole was in his head, started like attacking it and just gobbling it.
They're dinosaurs. They're dinosaurs.
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah, all right, no.
So if you look at their feet, they're lizards.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
They're lizards. You can put them underwater
I don't know,
for 9 on an hour.
All right, let's go down the list of what makes them lizards. Born from eggs, feet like lizards.
We don't know what their skin looks like, though. We don't know.
I still think if you could see a picture of a T-Rex, like as you see them now, but then they put feathers on it, it's way fucking scary when you put feathers on
it. It's true. And a beak. That's no, there's not.
They didn't have a beak,
they
don't
suck,
think, Kenny.
Huh?
I don't they think suck. They had a beak.
Did no, you just put, say chickens suck? Yeah.
They suck bad.
If you put a beak on it, on a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Our porch is covered in just the
wouldn't
wettest.
Would they be scarier looking? Is that what you're saying?
Abortions.
What if you put a beak on me? Would I be scarier looking?
Mm. No.
Okay.
Like a beak, like you pull your face out like in Beetlejuice?
I mean, you're already a chicken head. When you talk, you do this.
No one can see what you're doing. See how when Wes gets an audience, he's mean to you.
No. He's always mean.
We get a high five. We get a high five on nobody. That's just friendly. So let's get back
he's
to
always
grievances
mean.
Real quick.
Yeah, let's get... Okay, so I listened to the first episode and I laughed my ass off, but I also have a few grievances I'd like to address.
I like that you wrote that.
That's a speech.
We all listened, it was painful.
The first one is...
I liked it.
You guys keep making fun of the way I talk.
Hello, guys. It's me, Pat. I love Star Wars.
Okay, so we got you two. Now, Wes, you go.
I got a Christmas of the goddamn Millennium Falcon and R2-D3 coffee mug.
All right, so what I've decided is that my voice to you guys lies somewhere in the happy medium between Milhouse and the Macho Man.
That's probably accurate. Yeah, that's good.
You guys are both Macho Man.
I got R2-D2, brother.
And that was my second point, is like, I love this dude to death, but he sounds like the doctor from The Simpsons, and you guys want to give me
everybody.
Shit. No, the that? Black one.
Oh, yeah.
You guys keep talking. Whoa, I got
Mr. Simpson. Yeah, but nobody gives him shit for being like four octaves lower.
I know Nick, but I don't know him well enough to give him shit yet.
Yeah, that's true, so. Yeah.
It's been a little while since I've seen you, Nick. Like,
well, I'm calling
time.
You guys a bunch of cowards.
I was hoping by now that you had gotten on juice or something, and you were just like, I was hoping that your traps had traps.
He's not Drew. No, have you seen him?
God damn it.
I got chained to a desk.
I had to quit looking at his pictures of this again because it made me feel like a girl. I was like, I don't have those.
I was like, I can't stop coming. I can't stop coming.
God damn, get this out of here.
Like, I ain't gay, but like, roll me. You feel so good.
Oil that up one time. Just let me see what that does for me.
He got mad because I told him it looked like wearing a t-shirt was painful.
Can't breathe.
Well, goddammit.
Elbows are suffocating in this long tee.
I blew it. I was looking for the Hulk Hogan and Macho Man.
God the damn rap song. It.
What? No, what the name? What are the Wonders of... what was their tag team called?
The Macho Man and Hulk? Probably the Macho Man and Hulk.
I never watched wrestling growing up.
Do you watch it now?
No.
People do.
Batista's probably the best wrestler that's out there, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I always get asked, do you like CM Punk? And I was like, I'm not really familiar with
Batista's
who that is.
And CM Punk are a couple of bad motherfuckers.
See?
Yeah, okay.
Point proven.
I've learned so much about Wes. He thinks chickens are stupid.
And wrestling's real.
He likes wrestling, yeah.
He loves wrestling.
It's still real to me, damn it.
That's one of my favorite fucking videos.
I just talked about that the other day. Many dimensions. I'm multi...
Dimensional?
Kenny has been fucking me up on this every time. I said something... last week that it was simultaneously.
I looked down at the phone like, somebody say something. It's going to drive me crazy if no one says something about that. And then you were like,
he got me.
What was that?
I can't.
We're not going to let it slide.
Weird. It's just like, say something, Kenny. He just said simultaneously.
The whole time I was listening to it, I was thinking that say something right there, like the same as you were saying.
I'm telling you, man, the show was great, but when you said simultaneously, I was like, that 1 second was too fucking long. Right. You guys,
We lost our audience of Pat.
Yeah, we have 40 listens.
How many fucking episodes have you recorded?
Like 12, 13, probably.
But it's not episodes. It was me and Kenny fucking around. It's nothing that
have
we
could
have put out.
Have you heard what me and Nick do on a weekly basis?
It's very fluent. I'm telling you,
well,
it's really good.
You.
It's
thank
really
you.
Good to listen to. I love
I
it.
I have not heard it.
Yeah, you're not missing
have
much.
Not heard it?
It's
not
this.
Heard
it, no. We're just on opposite sides of the table.
I'll listen to it.
And it's
the, I will.
Well, now we've got Wes. Wes is like, we used to be on opposite sides of the table.
And they're like,
and then we did one podcast that was just the two of us. And he sat on the same side, and I felt like those fucking redneck people in restaurants.
Well, the first time we sat down, and I sat down, we were looking at each other, and we was like...
Just play it on half speed.
So then the thing comes on, we were both sitting there like, God, this is fucking hard, right? Like, what are we going to fucking talk about? It's a little bit better, but... When I listen back to it, I was just like, oh, no.
You got
to
do the what if route. That's what me and Nick have learned.
Yeah, yeah.
It starts
you'll get into the.
It starts to drag. Just be like, what if this body part did something that it wasn't supposed to do. And then it's just like, there's
your
hour.
What if your dick was higher than it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
what if your nose was on your chin?
What if your butthole was in the back of your throat? Like, these are
what
all,
if your butthole was on the bottom of your foot?
Like, these are all good hits, man.
Or what if someone...
We've been doing that for 6 years now.
I can't think
no
of
changing formula.
Like,
neither can I.
Okay.
No. I got nothing.
Just have to buy higher swimsuits for the dick belly.
Yeah.
Because the balls are where they're supposed to be. It's very strange.
It's weird, yeah.
What if your family member died and if they had a...
What the fuck is... What if when your family member...
No,
what if your mom passed away tonight, but you know where she spent eternity?
Oh, you could inherit their cock or
so if my mom dies, I inherit her cock? I can't wait to bury the bitch. So I can have the coolest dick.
Yeah, you have 3-inch
This was your grandpa's cock.
Have you heard the, I have my dad's dick? No, I need, no? Okay. So there's an episode of Your Mom's House where they talk about that. Where there's a transplant movie where a guy...
Oh, yeah! And then you have to come...
I've got my dad's dick, but now I need my dad's balls.
I don't think anyone but me and you have listened to that.
It's fucking hilarious.
He's coming to Zany's in June.
Dude, it's...
Tom Segura?
Yeah. Really?
The funniest shit. Those two together are so
I'm
goddamn funny.
I'm in that show.
She's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
She don't quit. And the way they play the clips and ask each other the questions, it's the best.
Harder. Bikes.
Don't turn it off.
His new special was good too.
Yeah,
that's what we got to talking about that last. Was that the first one we recorded or the second one where I completely blew it telling the story about watching Tom Segura?
Second one.
So I was telling the story.
Have you not listened to the first one?
Me and
you
Monty
should know that that's not in yet.
Me
and
Monty posted the second one yet?
We're not.
No, we will
to.
Not. No.
Me
Why?
And Monty were talking about, or me and Monty were watching that together, and I was telling them it
that's
got to
mine.
The bit where he was. Talking about getting his wife pregnant and how it felt so much better to come inside. And I was watching that with my 12-year-old. I was trying to explain it.
You're going to make this one not good. You're going to make this one not good.
No. Hey, we're all ears.
Sounds like a great story.
Yeah. So I turned to my son and I said, boy, leave that dick in. No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, see, I can imagine you having way better sex talks. With your kid than our dads didn't have a sex talk.
Never.
You guys do with your child.
You get caught jacking off, you're gonna get killed.
No, like I knew a lot about sex because I was like real cool.
Yeah.
We were watching like a boxing match and the guy was like, there was a documentary about this guy had to retire because he got AIDS and he couldn't box. So I asked my dad, like I let him in, like, hey man, what's AIDS? And like just fucking with him. And then he leads into this like he leads into this like long sex talk about like never saying penis, never saying vagina, and then he's like,
"This is
well,
your dad?"
Yeah, this is my dad, and he's like,
"This is my dad."
And then he's like, "Well,
they're all being pussies."
He grabs a breadstick and a glass, and he's like, "Well, this is you, and then this is you know." Her
this
and,
is a Star Wars
and then he just
cup.
Started doing this. Alright, let's address that group.
So my son comes to me and he's telling me like he was in some group chat and he's 11 at the time. He's like, I know what masturbation is or whatever. I'm like,
at 11?
Yeah,
show me.
Totally. I was like, show me what you got,
people.
No,
come for me. Right. Come for Dad.
Hey, do you want to hear the rest of the goddamn story?
Yes, I do. Sorry.
You know I'll forget shit. I'm going to forget. Come for Daddy. We're going back to the Adam
That's
Sandler.
The fucking name of this All right, episode.
Play with your cock and balls.
How many fucking times did you listen to that shit, though, man? The shit holds up.
It doesn't.
No, fuck you. The therapist leather couch one holds up. The farting therapist.
Yeah, you're right.
The longest pee kind of holds up. I like that one.
Do you want me to finish the
yes,
goddamn
please.
Story?
Do you really want to finish the goddamn
story?
So
I was like, I said, yeah, it's normal or whatever everybody does. He's like, yeah, I even know.
You can't even look one of us in the eye.
I even know
the
stuff. He said, I even know about the stuff that comes out. And I said, yeah, it's called semen. He said, no, it's called cum.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. But, okay, so going back to how our parents didn't talk to us about this, dude.
So that was an offshoot of the entire
I was thinking,
story.
Like, well, fuck, man. I was like, I'm not going to do that to my kid. I'm not going to leave him in the dark because you have shame about that. Like, as soon as you're like, oh, no, I'm dirty.
What if I
But die? I was like, dude, it's normal. Do it as much as you want. Be keep respectful of the
shut.
House.
Keep your door shut. Don't do it in front of windows.
Shoot
don't.
It. I'm like, when you blow your load, that's not what I said.
Try to catch it with the other hand.
Fun game me and your mother played.
We're totally playing like hyphen versions of ourselves right now. I didn't say this shit to Monty.
But none of this is true at all.
No, most of it's true, except for talking about loads and... Come for daddy.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
It's the audio file.
Never
said that's
that.
The only true part of the story. Is your son was like, I know what jerking off is. And you're like, come for daddy. And then there's just this 45 seconds of just quiet that you had filled with this story you're telling us.
I don't know how everybody's laughing about this.
He's upstairs.
I'm laughing so hard. I'm sweating.
I'm the worst parent.
You look like Razor Ramon with the fucking toothpick in
your mouth. Oh, jeez, mo, motherfucker.
You look great.
We love wrestling.
It's too real to be, dude.
Holy shit. Where are we going, man?
This is I walking.
I want an episode that's just Wes and Nick taking turns telling stories.
Right, yeah. Me and Pat just interrupt and Walt just interjects like Robin Quivers.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
So far, Walter's just been like the fucking the dude. On Letterman or whatever,
he blew
that
it.
Plays the man. Like,
you fucking blew it just now.
Fucking Biff knows a Biff. So,
no.
I want to hear the story.
Paul Schaefer, right?
Oh, Paul Schaefer. He's been playing the keys. The mics aren't that great.
Yeah.
He's been playing the keyboards.
Yeah.
About your son saying that he knows what masturbating.
You didn't finish. Yeah, that's true. No pun intended.
Yeah, did Monty finish?
Come for daddy.
He's like, if he ever listens, he'd be like, you said
yeah, I mean,
that was between
being
us.
Loud. They hear us.
Yeah, no, they're all upstairs chilling. It don't matter. You grow up in this you've house,
this,
you're okay.
You've got to. I want that. Just if you grow up in this house, you're house, okay. You're okay.
We shoot chickens and we talk about jacking off and shit.
We shoot dad kicks chickens while I jerk off.
Like now, I've killed the chicken. Now I'm going to fuck it.
Hey. Not before those other chickens.
Hey, that video where he was talking about his hot mom makes a lot more sense. Than hearing all this.
You don't remember being young and thinking, "Mama, when I saw Mama,
nah.
I was like, damn, that's a good looking woman."
No, nah.
What?
I don't.
Yeah. That's weird, didn't it?
No, yeah.
Very
dirty. Kenny looks like someone just took a dump in his nose.
let's actually change the name of the podcast again to Taboo.
Taboo.
Oh, all right. So we're all about the same age. Who
I'm the only
tab?
One here that had a hot mom.
Are we back on this?
Are we isolated? Yeah.
So can I fuck my mom? Would you guys think less of me as a friend?
I mean, nah, man, because you keep saying she's hot. You know, I'm your boy. So if you want to
hang
out,
if you believe that, then yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, in her early years, she was a pretty lady. What the fuck?
Oedipus was a pussy.
All right, so your son's talking to you about jerking off.
We're I back think I finished that. The story. I told him it was normal and do it and don't feel ashamed or whatever.
Spend 30 minutes in the bathroom. You're good.
How old is he?
He's 12.
Let's go around
he's
the table.
He's 28.
When's the last time? How old were you the first time you jerked off?
Fuck, who knows? To be honest with you, I
six.
Can't remember.
Six.
Yeah. I was like, five and a half or six.
Wait,
I was like 10.
Did you say how old were you
no,
the last
say,
time you jerked off?
Last time.
10 or 11.
I was probably 30. 11.
What, are we going to all tell jack-off stories? Like, what?
Dude, so
how did you do it?
I was like 7 or 8.
Good
damn.
Lord.
7 or 8.
He's a monster.
He's had his dad's dick his whole life.
So. Yeah, no, with my dad's dick, not with my
oh, okay.
Dick.
Well, this got dark, didn't it?
Not with my real dick.
No, it got real fucking gay all of a sudden. How old were you when you jerked off?
I like, think incest trumps
three.
Gay.
Yeah,
you were trying to have sex with your mom a minute ago. You're calling us gay, dog.
I said was that she was a pretty lady. She was a hot lady.
You said it a lot of times.
You keep saying it.
You wouldn't let it go.
I got a good-looking family. What the fuck?
Oh, here it is again.
God damn it.
Did you come when you
I'm
were
sorry,
eight?
All you motherfuckers grew up with hacker-ass moms. fuck fucking ugly bitches.
No, I mean, like, you guys can see what I look like. I didn't come from good stock. Like, I'm not. My parents are both.
Dude,
like,
you've gotten so much rougher.
I know. Dude. It's just getting bad.
She's sweating like a motherfucker. Kenny, so you heard him talking about wanting to go home and fucking kill, like, not calling me back. He wants to go home and kill himself because he don't want to go to work the next day. Then I hear you talk the same. Like, you were talking about having weekends off, and you were like, I would suck a dick every day.
I would. Line it up.
To have weekends off.
Yeah, dude. My boss could show up on Monday and be like, throat me five times, and I'm like, fucking donezo, dude.
Well, you talked about how much it would take one time to suck a dick.
I just got an office.
Which time?
Well, it was on the...
awesome. I've never had an office.
Awesome.
Yeah, no.
Sweet.
What kind of decorations did you get?
You got a stapler.
I've never had an office before.
Are you going to get one of those rolling?
Super cool.
Super cool. Only in this group of friends would getting a successful promotion be a bad.
What a fucking loser.
The amount of times Doughboy called me gay because I was going to go hang out with him. He's like, what are you going to do this week? He's like, oh, no, I'm probably going to hang out with him. Like, gay. And I'm just kind of like, again, I don't think you know what that word means.
We had a good conversation with Doe over steaks the other night where we were guessing each other's weight.
Oh, God.
Horrible, man.
What did he say? He's 250?
He said he's 250. He's been telling me that for a long time.
What number did you throw out, Walt?
Oh, I wasn't touching that. I was eating a steak. I didn't guess. Wes was the one bragging on it.
He's been telling me 250 for years, and I know all the calories he takes in every day. You don't just stabilize. Did he listen to this last week? I don't know.
No, no. He said he wouldn't listen to it because he listens to it at work all the time anyway.
It's the same reason our girlfriends don't listen to this shit. They're fucking done with it.
Right. They don't want to hear it. No. I don't even have a girlfriend.
My wife
listens
to it. She's going to say you jerk off the horse porn.
Who cares? My wife got on and recorded one, and she was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to. I told you, man, it's going to get real sexual real quick with
you.
She
was talking about pussy. She was talking crazy.
Remember that time I tasted your pee, and then you tasted my pee? And then everyone listening just goes,
You remember when I'm done. Young, and I talked you into letting me come on your feet in your high heels, and... Don't get quiet. Don't get weird, motherfuckers.
Did you just scoot out of the room, Kenny?
Yeah. Jeez, come on, dude.
You were in the room when that happened?
Yeah. I scooted out. An opportune time to leave, but
Kenny's search history is just hot moms, cold feet.
It happens like as soon as I'm like,
is that the noise you make?
Yeah.
You turn into me? You
casting spells.
Let me show you what I was doing under the table. I went, and I had my other hand out because I'm holding her foot. And then Kenny was in the corner and
my asshole was, so I scooted out of the room
like a dog. Like a bad
Kenny
dog.
Kenny said, oh Jesus.
He just sits when I come, I shit, and he like scrapes his ass across out of the room.
Fuck, it's weird now.
So yeah, what if?
On. Oh, we're going.
What if we never had that conversation and our dicks were on our nose?
What if Wes really came on Kenny's feet?
Right. We're trying to build
so
this
much
thing.
Would explain itself.
And we're good.
Look, I already ate that fucking toothpick too. It's all been pieces. I'm already talking. Like,
you got a ladder match coming up. You might want to spread them out.
I'm gonna let someone else go for a minute.
I'm just trying to think of like the weirdest place I've come on the back seat of my dad's Ford Explorer.
On the back seat of dad's Ford Explorer.
While he was driving. No. He was driving.
No, it was in high school, and I was like, hey, Emily, can I maybe have at it? And she's like, I mean, yeah, I guess.
So you so was jerking off in front of Emily?
No, nah, man, I have, but shut up.
Can I have Hey, Emily, you go.
No, we were probably like dry humping or some shit, and then like my parents came home, and I was like, ah, you're such a cock block, mom and dad. So I was like, hey, I need to take her home. And they're like, all right, cool. So we get in the car, and I drive to this, like, school parking lot. And we're like, you know, doing it in there. Because that's what you do in the back of a car. And then it snows, like, a bunch in the 8 minutes it takes me to have an orgasm. And we get up, and the car is riddled with gum and stuck in the parking lot because of the snow.
And your dad was asleep in it.
My dad.
You scummy dad, you fucked on top of
Mr. Ashanti Faye.
You motherfucker! You gotta edit that out! That's gotta get edited!
Oh god, it will!
You son of a bitch! There's certain rules!
We talk about fucking.
We got rules! He was like, it smells like jack off in here!
And then Pat stepped over him as he was crying, so he scraped the snow off the window.
All right, so we're going to go straight so to the sad dad.
Was it stuck because of the snow or because of your spider webs?
Oh, no, I straight up opened the window and got the car stuck all over.
Wait, now where did you shoot?
All over the back. We're in the back seat of the Explorer. We're in, like, we laid down the back seat of the Explorer, and, like, it just goes on, like, what I thought was, like...
Fucking Lex Steele over here.
Thank you. I don't know.
Maybe?
It went all over what I thought was the bed of the Explorer, like, the back of it, and then...
Were you in the back of a truck?
No, we were inside the Ford Explorer. Like, you know, the back seat lays down, but it pulls forward. I thought I'd, you know, sprayed all over the back of, the, like, where the trunk was, and then as I moved the seat, I'm like, oh, that's just the back of the fucking seat. Like, it was just... It looked like it was just a mess.
Good story.
I was embarrassed by it.
I'm
That's the weirdest place I have come. Yeah. I just figured West didn't overshare. I wanted to make Arabella's feel good. Where's your cum
going? I picture Walt being just so miserable, he just throws his fucking legs up and shoots himself in the
I told you, man. He gets an audience and he gets fucking mean.
We went from 40 listens. We went from 40 listens back down to everybody.
None.
It's just
none. It's just four.
It's gonna get in the negative real quick, kid.
Oh, dude.
People are gonna unlisten.
Right. Yeah, can we unsubscribe?
We were all last Sunday. We were talking to each other. And we was like, wait, was that good? And
we determined it was.
Was it good? And it's like, well, man. Kenny, you're the funniest person. I know, Kenny, you're the funniest person. And they're like, were we fun? This is funny, right? Like, we're goddamn comedians or something.
Don't fucking... Like, we're going to make a living doing this. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to quit my job this week.
That's what Kara said tonight. What are you doing? And I was like, well, we're trying to get good at this so we can get sponsored.
Yeah. So now we're sponsored by Uncle Poons. It's a restaurant apparently in South Carolina.
Yeah, what kind of high heels?
A picture of it, Uncle Poons.
What kind of high heels do they sell at Payless? I think that should be your target audience. Like wet naps and high heels. Cover both spectrums.
How long of a break did you guys take from Laser Brain? That was three people, right?
It was
you,
me,
Dick, and Tristan. And Matt? Like
2 years?
Maybe.
Give or take? Yeah.
And you've taken it off of iTunes, right?
No, we didn't take it off.
So you took 2 years off?
Yeah, give or take.
So why'd you quit doing Laser Brain?
I moved out, and him and Tristan started working opposite hours. So when he was at work, Tristan was off.
You guys had 2,000 listens.
On average, yeah.
That's fucking
That's pretty
crazy.
Good. Wow.
But it's also, it was cheated. We were on that Big Shiny Robot, the website that hosted it for us.
It's not cheating.
It's, well, it kind of is, because they had an RSS feed, and they had a bunch of podcasts on one RSS feed.
Oh.
So if anyone subscribed to that RSS feed, they got every podcast that went out.
And then they got bought by a Mediocre Show, yeah, which is a terrestrial radio show and a podcast.
Yeah. And well, no, not terrestrial. They were still internet-based that time. I don't know if they're still doing terrestrial. Yeah. And then that bumped up the numbers too. But again, it was because we just piggybacked off two different people who were just pretty much casting RSS feeds.
But now you still get a few hundred listens with...
From Podbean, we can track that one. I have no idea how to track how many iTunes gets, because I don't think the numbers.
I was going to ask you that.
I don't think the numbers.
Algorithm,
yeah, I don't think the numbers you get off Podbean are indicative of what comes in off iTunes. I think that's just straight from that site.
Gotcha.
I'm more comfortable now because I can I knew that we had that many listens, even if it was just someone was fucking listening to it.
Think
so
about
before
it.
We were sitting here talking, like, we haven't put anything out. We're talking about people listening to us or whatever, yeah, and they haven't heard it yet. So
you got to think about it like this: like, you guys had 40 downloads, right? Do you know 40 people?
Or 40 people listen.
Yeah, do you know 40 people?
Yes, but not that would listen to this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, like, we found... We get, like, average of, like, 100, 200, and then we're like, we only know, like, 8 people actually listen?
We had 5 people in California listen.
Get the...
How do you know that?
You can go on some Podbean. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking... How do you know that? I thought I immediately went to...
Oh, you went
sorry.
To me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
You can look at it on Podbean.
How the fucking hell?
I think the coolest thing was meeting those the people from New Zealand.
Yeah, we had people from New Zealand come hang out.
For through being cool.
Yeah.
Well, they were swingers. What was that?
Swingers?
What?
A couple swingers?
I mean, yeah, they could have been. They never addressed it.
Yeah,
yeah. Just wanted to make sure I knew what to tell you.
A lot of things came
back, mate. We want you to fuck on ladies.
Wait, that's easy.
It's not a good accent.
Oh, you do.
It's the worst New Zealand accent I can do.
The whole dinner.
Do you want to go to Nashville?
Now, how to...
Yeah.
That's all it was. All fucking dinner was Nick being like, all right, let me try again. Say something. And then he would say it back to him.
They said it was good.
Yeah, the guy was like, you're getting it. And I'm sitting there like, this is so... like this, I knew it was going to happen.
Nah, you're saying cool that they're here seeing, they're like, so when are you guys leaving?
No, they were... they came... It was Nikki and her boyfriend came to like the United States and just went to a bunch of different cities and hung out with a bunch of different podcasts. And they were like... We're gonna be in Nashville. Is that near you?
It's
and
tough
I was like,
not having friends.
Kind of. Yeah.
So was he a cuckold?
No. No. Nikki's the one who listens. Her boyfriend's like, I've never heard the show.
Oh, then he is a cuckold. He got cuckolded into listening. He should have.
So hanging out with a bunch of dudes with her. It's like,
is that me in Nashville?
It is weird when you put it in perspective. I never thought about that. She like invited him to be like, you watch me enjoy these guys cooking. And you sit there and do impressions with me. That's a weird
porno.
She's
an impression cuckold.
Didn't we talk about cuckolds one time?
We did talk about cuckolds.
Now, can someone explain it to me? Because I think I'm not 100% sure what it is.
It's called Doughboy, and he'll show it to you.
Oh, God.
Doughboy's a cuckold.
No, I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that Jamie sits in there like, can't have
the one
it.
I
the
saw.
The Doughboy's just
was,
like,
the dude was.
I gotta have it.
Replace his dick with a bag of Fritos. Bring the other hand into play, and then you're on it.
He's got a hat made of Fritos.
It's a nacho hat.
It's like the
what?
He's got the nacho hat like in The Simpsons.
Well, the one I saw, the husband participated, but it was like
what?
They were.
Yeah, Doughboy and Jamie don't really do
she
that.
She was like shoving his ass, his face into the dude's ass and shit. And
oh
like,
my
what?
God!
Why was she? Underneath? Was underneath? And the dude was. Let's see, how's this like working? But he was.
Oh, hey, did you want to be very precise about this? Like,
and the dude's the balls guy. Was rubbing all up and down his fucking face. I was like, oh no.
What happens to someone?
The end result was the guy got into it. He was like, I did see that. He was like, I want to see him come on you, baby. And she's like, I got something else in mind. And she held his head, and then the dude came all over the guy's face. God. We just never know.
But what happens to you in your life?
No.
What makes you want that?
Swinging. Okay, here's my.
They
here's
pay
another
people
thing
money to be porno actors.
Swinging would be like.
Would I do that to have weekends off? The answer
money.
Is yes.
It's no, money. But that's not swinging.
No,
that's
not
swinging.
That's rowdy. It's rowdy Roddy Piper. But swinging would be fun. I always say it like it's like, oh, all that horny shit that people talk about doing threesomes, swinging, everybody they tell you. It's like all fun until you're like, you're swinging, then you look over and some dude's like standing over about to just fucking blow, and then you're like, oh no.
Did you not hear about that guy who killed the dude because his balls touched in a threesome?
I did hear.
Well, I saw that. Do you believe that? That could be completely fake. It was on the internet.
Of course I believe he's black. Oh, fuck you! I knew it! I knew since I said that! I knew it since I said that one of you two were gonna get quiet.
We're sensitive.
Time stamp it.
Hey, dude, where?
Or. I don't know why that one, but I haven't used that one.
Why did you talk about
that? Tugboat? Oh, Tugboat's coming to the ring!
Yeah, I'm not gonna clap for that. More like a.
We keep losing our way.
No,
we keep losing our audience.
Nick had a good point. I'm interested in what makes someone be like, I want to be over here sad while you get fucked.
It's
like
a porno movie. They get paid.
I'm gonna get you, boy.
Some I don't know. They don't look all
no,
sad.
No,
not all of them look
they
sad.
They are. They that doesn't only happen in pornos though. Like
this happens in real life.
Fuck
people
off,
are hurting.
Dude, fuck off.
Listen, people are in pain.
We interviewed for one of my sociology classes. We interviewed a bunch of swingers, and they're just really sad people that are trying to save their relationship. They're really sad.
Not all of them,
dude. All the ones we interviewed were the fucking same. They're like, no,
bro,
we just thought this would be a good way to bring some new,
you know, everyone
freshness into our relationship, and they all. You
it
know,
seems like a
ruin,
long way
ruin.
Around to just admitting that one of them's really unhappy with
that's
the other.
It. Exactly. That's exactly.
All of them,
yeah.
I know, a lot of them I know do wind up. A lot of them do wind up separating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what did you see?
I knew family friend, and he was.
I like how you thought about that to word it properly.
Yeah.
This one dude, Chip, and he fucking.
This one dude, Chip. No, not Chip. Steve.
Steve, yeah.
But this guy was a preacher, And he and his wife were swingers.
I know some preachers.
I know tons of preachers who are swingers.
I know a bunch of preachers like get fucked up, do fucked up shit.
They name a fucking sex act.
Shoot fireworks out of their assholes.
Fucking activity.
What was that?
I said they name a sex act after a playground activity. And that weirds me out. That's like, oh, we've been ringing around the rosy, bro. And it's amazing. Swingers.
You've never done monkey bars? Yeah, a bunch of dudes lay out with their boners?
Yes.
And you swing across? You've never done that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, you gotta live a little.
That's what's I'm weird. A monkey.
Never done it.
Yeah, two dudes on either side. You can just swing back and forth on their cocks.
That's ring around ball. The guy wrangle?
That's when you set him between two dudes and you jerk on them.
Yeah, man, you gotta go skiing, dude.
Oh, yeah, no skiing. That was a joke. That's like the joke you heard in elementary school. Yeah.
You are right, though, Walter. I am gonna bust your ass because we're hyping up right now and we're like
Pat's like the show. You know, we're doing the show.
This is boring. What you're saying right now?
No, but they're not all.
I'm
not
coming
all
for
cases.
The belt. West.
We always get we always get into this
we talk about it a lot
because of your psychology or whatever
sociology. There's no she in it.
But it's not, everything is case by case. Same with drug use or alcohol use or anything. We always talk about that. You were talking about.
Yeah.
Drugs are for losers.
I stand by that.
Yeah. Drugs are for sluts and losers. I had the t-shirt.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Lazy Ira! Clean your room!
We're doing better about talking over each other than I thought we would.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Sorry, I've been waiting for that the whole time. Yeah. Sorry, Walt.
I thought that was a soundboard effect. That was you?
It was.
That thing got loud.
I love how Wes just openly is like, I mean, you're what some would call an ugly grown man. And I would be like, I get that.
You're a box troll.
Yeah, I'm
you're a box troll.
Or what's the a bridge troll? I mean, not a box troll.
The easy one.
It's like a box turtle.
Flower plant. You're a box troll.
You're a box turtle.
You're a perennial.
You're a box turtle. You got a green hat or a sea turtle.
Like I told you, man, no girl.
Nick, you're a snapping turtle because you got a big back.
It's muscular back. He's like a ninja turtle.
You got back fat. Most snapping turtles
you got a large Walter, you're a salamander.
That's not a turtle.
You're a salamander.
I want to be a turtle. God damn it.
I like to think of myself as a rhino viper. Black mamba.
Is that even real rhino viper?
Instinctively, you put two hands in front of your mouth. I'm a rhino viper.
Thanks,
you know, these aren't dicks, these are snakes.
You know how snakes have hands?
A salamander.
We come to find out Wes doesn't own a chicken. He was just kicking a lizard around.
I feel like that scene on Step Brothers. I'm like, did we just merge podcasts?
No, we're done here.
This is seriously like,
where's your feathers, chicken?
Did we just through being kinky is what we're
It's seriously going to be like, people are like, I've decided that I'm just not going to listen to either one of them anymore.
I've decided I'm not going to listen to podcasts anymore.
I actually threw my phone out the window.
I went out and bought a bunch of books on CD.
They were out of books on tape.
Did you know how many people are going to be mad? Like, these motherfuckers. This isn't funny.
Books on CD, they don't talk over each other.
Well, it's like, yeah, we're fucking recording five dudes laughing into microphones.
I'm running bits. I'm telling you, I've been rehearsing all day.
He's not fucking lying. He was trying to use this shit on me all day at work. He's being serious.
All right, now what I'm going to say is I'm going to do this.
I'm going to be myself. I'm sorry.
I was telling Kenny, like, when I walk into Nick's house, we don't say anything. till we sit down.
Yeah,
we don't talk to each other.
Save it for the podcast.
So yeah. I've been telling you all day. I don't want to hear your shit.
He'll send me a text message. I'm like, save it. Mm-hmm. That'll be it. Like, save it.
And save then we'll it. You guys else. Are like, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, we text each other.
Okay, brother.
Yeah, we have audio files where I go, save it, and then just text it to him. And then he's like, hey, dude. And then it's just that back and forth.
Do you want to hear the audio files I have saved?
You sent me the Kelly Clarkson.
This is where the podcast goes off the rails. We just listen to shit on our cell phones.
Well, you guys are using soundboards. I got real sound shit. I could do
it's the same thing. I've got real sound on my phone that I recorded.
Phone I'm not right playing here. That. That's just shameless.
Fuck you all.
No, what's the context on the Kelly Clarkson thing? I want to know.
I was I didn't know where it came from. It turned out I was watching a video about the last season of
American Idol.
And I'd never heard that song. North American Idol. We were walking down and I was like singing to Kenny and I was just, do you want me to do it?
Yes.
I'm not baiting you, but I do like your vocals.
Okay. Suggestion
I did like them when they were in my ears when I heard them.
You were hitting them notes.
For a moment like this.
You never heard that song?
I did. I thought it was an old song. Oh, like, I'd known it forever.
I'm pretty sure that's a cover. You're
waiting on my life.
It is a cover song, right?
Is it a cover song?
I don't know. I don't listen to that.
That's what we were trying to figure out. And
that was another thing I wanted to bring up. I got a grievance about that. Hey, you still listen to hardcore?
Not really, no.
Not really?
No. I'm almost 30 years old, no.
On the ride home tonight, Pat, yeah. I listened to the Glassjaw album. Yeah. I can't remember which one.
I listened to Hot Water Music. Throwing a little Mad Ball.
You know how Wes constantly describes you. He's into cores and scenes.
And kids.
Yeah.
Always.
And they were punking.
All right, well, this ties me into one of the grievances.
They were punking and spunking, man. That show was... Corn out.
How sick of the Beatles in Beirut are you?
Super sick. Super fucking sick. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. What about that weird bareback elephant rodeo yodeling shit he used to listen to? The centaur or the sitars?
Is this Cole we're talking about? Because he listens to that. I haven't heard it from Wes.
No, this is just across the... How many...
I haven't ate mushrooms.
No, Wes only listens to like trap-ass hip-hop music now.
When you walk down the hallway, do you have a seizure where it just keeps changing paces? Because
I haven't...
Between that and the incense, it's pretty rough.
Yeah. Is Rob still... What's going on there? Does Rob still listen to John Mayer when pretty girls come in?
Rob I do like when I walk in, he's listening to a little Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, Rob listens to a lot of like new metal these days, a whole lot of new metal. Yeah, I think it's Adam that changes his music for his customers.
I've been on a whole look at him.
No, I just remember we used to give Rob shit because I'd be like, dude, every time a pretty girl goes in there, you fucking put on John
Mayer.
Did you
work with Rob?
Yeah.
It's not been that long.
Did you work with Rob?
I haven't worked
there. Dude, it feels like it's been years since
I worked. It's been 3 years since I worked at the shop.
How long's Rob been at the shop?
3 years, I think.
Probably
3 or 4 years.
Four, because he was there about the year I was
there. Because right after I left, he came back and you went over.
No, he didn't start working at the shop for like, he was there all the time. He didn't start actually like working in like having a station, all that kind of stuff, until like about 6 months before I left.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's always funny. Like, I bust his balls. Like, every time a pretty girl comes in there, man, you start playing something like John Mothers Be Good. No doubt. Some chick's getting drilled on her fucking ribcage, and Rob's like, that's really emotional. You're not going to let deep feel this.
My name's Rob, by the way.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. That's beautiful.
He's all tattooing with his legs crossed. And he's like, hey,
beautiful, yeah, that's beautiful. I love her voice.
Did you know all...
You know John Mayer's a bully, right?
Hey,
I love her voice.
You guys can say what you want about Rob, but he tattoos more hot women than anybody else in the shop. He tattoos way more hot women.
There's a guy who Rob did a bunch of lettering on it where I work at, and like he is always talking about how Rob, like, first thing out of his mouth, I was like, you know, Rob, I'm like, hey, he goes, man, Rob slams puss. And I went, cool, man. What?
Yeah. Like, no. Rob told me, I asked him,
we talking
like,
about the
you...
same fucking bridge troll?
Yeah, right.
Robin.
Hobbit extra. I asked him how he tattoos so many pretty women, and he said, I'm just really non-threatening, which I think is pretty true.
Whereas
I
mean, Cole's like,
right, yeah.
Cole is not a fucking
conversation, breathing heavy and staring.
Give him the old knuckle treatment, huh?
So I was like,
So he's the guy from fucking System of a Down.
When I lived with Cole, we would, me and the roommate would give him so much shit because we'd be like, "Hey, watch when he sits down." He'd be like, every fucking time. And like, I remember Wesley just watched him eat and looked at him like, "What the fuck?" Wesley watched him eat lunch, and then when he was done, Cole went. And Wesley just looked at me and he went, "Holy fuck, he does do it." And then Cole got so fucking mad.
He's not into having his fucking balls busted anymore.
No, he's really not.
Well, I hope he doesn't listen to this because I'm putting him on a table and I'm crushing him.
I'm not putting any. I don't think any of our real friends will listen to this.
No, oh, dude, probably not.
I told you.
They get enough of it. They get enough of it.
See, that's what I was telling these guys. It's like, you have it made. You guys have it made because your friends will listen to this.
Yeah.
Our friends.
My clients will listen to it. Because they're amused.
You got to walk that tightrope, though, because you can't go saying something like, "Oh, when Bernadette came in here and got her shin done."
Oh, I'm
like,
Shut the fuck up about Bernadette.
Already had
that's his mom,
ass.
Bro.
She's hot.
That's his hot mom.
That's his hot mom.
Yeah, we were talking the other day, and I'm like, you can't do something for an ingrate. And it was like,
what are we talking about? Oh, the salad.
Yeah, you got that bitch a salad.
We're doing it again,
goddammit. Yeah. Hey, he's like, it don't matter, no one's going to hear it. It's like, oh, they're the only people that's going to hear it are
Do you guys
my
tell
people.
Them? Because that's the thing, is like, I don't bring it up.
Dude, I don't talk about it.
Hold on.
No, we've told
everyone. You've been around.
We're like, telling everybody.
I'd lose my job. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would lose my job.
Yeah, I'm not kidding about that finding that name shit and getting the fuck out of there.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, good.
Dude, I'm on a first name basis with hundreds of people that I'm friends, like truly friends.
That's
so
what
I'm
saying.
I
when you guys said you had 40 listens, I was like, Wes isn't talking about it enough because that number should be in the hundreds.
This is a special fucking moment, though, because this is when we realize that Pat really does care about his dad. Because he wants us to take his name out of there.
Oh, I don't give a shit about my dad. I give a shit about my job. No, my job. I could give a fuck less if he hears this.
Oh, your job?
Yeah.
Your jobby job.
Yeah, I got a jobby job.
Is that your dad's name?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
No, it's not my dad's name.
It sounds good.
His name is Daddy.
Oh, so who's the name that we used?
That's my name. That's my full name that we found a way to say.
Ashanti is your fucking name?
You found a way to say. You got the last name correct.
Ashanti?
Oh. Yeah, we said my full name.
Is it two middle names?
I'm thinking like, yeah, you're Ashanti?
Yeah.
My parents were. Yeah, I thought Ashanti buried Ja Rule too.
Did you guys not know that my parents had sex, went back to the 1985, had me, and we're like, we're huge fans, we gotta name him, it'll be hilarious when he's older.
Yeah. He's gonna love Ashanti.
He's gonna love you.
I was also a little nervous about something with you two coming over tonight, too.
Why?
Because
you,
I was like...
You. I said, Wes is nervous as fuck.
He's been talking about it.
Because these guys are always...
He said, they're pro.
...into fitness, but from the looks of it, it looks like they're just into fitting this dick in their mouth.
Whoa.
Where's the gym
he's
at?
He's been running that all day!
That is one of those bits he's been running all fucking day. That's one of the bits.
But it looks to me like they're into fitting his dick in their mouth.
It's just spacing's all off.
That's a dope.
I was thumbing through an imaginary notebook, by the way. That pause was.
I was for real. I was thinking of jokes for.
Where's the gym at?
Us being off.
Looks like these guys haven't been hanging out with anyone named James.
You want a job planting tulips?
You're still hitting the gym every week, right?
6 days, 5 days.
What are
How's
you
Jim doing?
You look like Earthworm Jim.
Good! That's the plan. I don't want to have to buy new clothes.
No, you need to, get on some fucking PEDs.
What is that?
Because you're going 6 days a week. Where's the goddamn result?
This shit's a PED.
Performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, hey, Patrick, you don't look yoked. Just do steroids.
Right.
Wes is very pro-steroids. Very pro-steroids.
Hey, you can do it responsibly. Do it up.
I guess.
If you're Crispin while you're family, then probably don't do steroids. That's all I'm
saying. We're a lot of wrestling talk going on.
I haven't watched wrestling in years.
No, did you just make a Crispin Benoit reference?
I'm afraid to make Junkyard Dog or like Coco Beware or any of those girls because the show will stop.
You're afraid they'll hear it?
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
Coco Beware.
No, Pat made the black joke and.
Oh, Pat.
Now bring it back up, Wes. Let's sit on that one for a minute and really let people think about it.
No, but for real, I want to take this
moment. Pat made a black joke.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter, y'all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Hashtag.
Is that still going on?
Why can't it just
Forever.
Be Lives Matter?
A TV show.
Hashtag white guilt.
No, let's not be racist. Come on. Let's not do that.
Wes is like, are they still thinking that they fucking matter?
Haven't they figured it out?
Look at the thing! Look how much comfortable he got!
I mean, like, of course,
black people don't listen to podcasts.
Let's hope.
I would think so.
Fingers
Ice,
crossed.
Ice-T has one. It's hilarious, but I think his audience is most.
I'm sure my wife's show is amazing, and I could look at her ass until the end of time.
It's so big.
It's so juicy.
What are you gonna do?
And delicious. So
she's real sweaty down there.
She's got a big, wet, juicy butt.
The mom and that get in the 30s and them asses and get a lot of cheeks there.
You said your mom and then get those cheeks and then they get those big asses.
There's so much mom talk.
Those cheeks. Big asses. They gonna go over the store and buy you some goddamn eggs.
Can we edit everything I said out?
Huh?
Can we just start over?
No, fuck no. We're an hour already.
Can we just start over?
Let's wipe this one. Let's do it again.
This is
yeah, because I'm running bits next. And shit. I'm fucking
up. Hold on. We'll take your
He's fucking up.
Wes has a fucking cue card now. That's why. He pulled the wrong fucking card.
Oh, we doing
it. Is my fitting this dick joke good?
Are you
kind of shut me down. I got a little sweaty.
No.
Right, here.
Here, let's be honest. Save it where it is now. Send it to us. We'll post it. We don't give a fuck. And then if you want to do another hour of real shit, we're
all like, this is it. This is
hey, we keep it real. We keep it real.
We're keeping it real.
I want us to cross post these. We get 1 hour. We fucking battle royale. All right,
we'll put the first hour because people expect ours to be complete nonsense. And then if you want to sharpen it up for the
you
second
hour.
You
want to sharpen it up. I want the first hour. Let's see how the second hour goes. Hang on.
We got to flip
a I was talking about like a thumb wrestling war. Or we grease each other up. Fight outside.
Topless Indian leg wrestling.
West wins.
Yo, I got an idea.
Bottomless Indian leg wrestling.
How about we go to the dog yard back here and act like we're mud wrestling. We'll roll around in all those dookie pies back here.
What the fuck is a dog yard?
I didn't bring extra clothes. I don't want to do that.
Which one you need a leg on? Like, no, dog, go ahead and get you one. That dog's got a nice
y'all
tail.
Y'all
want
to go back to the dog yard?
It sounds like the last thing someone hears before their butt falls out.
Welcome to the dog yard.
He's got purple shorts for all of us. Purple shorts for all of us.
God damn it.
This is purple. Not purple.
Motherfucker, that's purple.
You're trying to show us your dick. Dude, this is not purple.
What is that?
That's probably
purple.
Not purple.
Those are purple.
That's probably prick'em.
It's a prick'em.
That's what my 12-year-old son would call cum.
That's cum. That's daddy's cum.
Whoa.
He's like, I know somebody's what it is. Peeking. It's called cum. And then I look at my shorts. I'm like, yeah, that's cum.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Somebody's peeking.
I think we're all peeking at this point.
Everybody's peeking. Even fucking old salty Walt over here.
Peeking in on his mom's shower.
Walt over here has never done drugs. His DMT, his pineal gland is just going crazy right now. Look how red his face is.
How much time do they devote every day to trying to get you to do drugs?
Oh, a lot. Especially yeah. Wes. Wes
oh,
is
God, dude.
A lot, yeah. It would change my life, he says. Right?
He's outspoken against it.
Wait. Have you done DMT?
Yeah.
Wes?
No.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, wait, no. Besides dreaming.
Wes wrote down. Wes has written down every yes, no, because he's running bits. No.
What do you think?
On December 3rd, no. On December 4th, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like 15 minutes or something?
I never broke through. It's hard to get a hold of that shit.
You didn't break through?
It's illegal as fuck, and we're just like talking to our 40 listeners.
I know, but it's everywhere.
They're all cops.
It's in your brain.
Grass and
I got lucky, man. Some
we do a cop cast.
Podcast?
Only cops are allowed to listen to our podcast.
That's why that we fuck with a lot of cops at the shop.
Okay. So do you know someone who's done DMT?
Yes.
Yes.
Your friend.
Yes.
It was him. We already talked about that.
What did he say it was like?
I do know someone. This isn't me.
Someone did break through.
They did break through, and they said. Humans should not see this. He was panicking. He was like, oh my God.
This was when he was sober.
Girlfriend. I got to get home to my girlfriend. I mean, everybody was sober. We were watching him.
He wasn't sober.
He was sober afterwards. It's a substance.
So how long till somebody put their dick in his mouth?
Yeah, it didn't happen. We were respectful.
It wasn't
like this horse.
See,
shit.
I don't trust any of you fucks.
He was all in the spirit world, and we were like, motherfucker, look at this, motherfucker.
What did he say he saw, though?
He couldn't explain it. You can't explain it. It's so you go really? Deep, man. Yeah, you do see the devil.
Nick wants to go on that journey. I want to see.
You should.
I do. I want to do it. I really want to do it.
It's like I say, dude. You say it's everywhere. I mean, you saying it's everywhere in nature, or
it's
in
your brain.
It is. No. It's in a lot of tree barks. It's a lot of different
absolutely.
Grasses.
Yeah. And
it's your pineal gland.
But finding it where you're supposed to, it's hard. It just fell in
I'm
my
tired
life.
Of this. Like, I hear this at work.
I couldn't go, like, if you was like, hey, man, I'd like to do some DMP. I couldn't just call someone and be like, hey, man, you got any fucking Deemsters, bro?
Hey, somebody let Kenny fucking cut in here. He said it three times.
We're up to an hour, and we're talking about illegal shit. So let's go ahead and sign off.
No, we'll finish it.
This is getting good.
We're going to come search, and like, you're going to come search.
Who is this West that we know?
All I'm saying is only cops listen to our show so we can talk about drugs, and that black joke killed.
I don't.
Huh? That black joke killed. I'm proud of you.
Cops kill black people.
That's true. Hey, that cop joke killed black people.
Taken up for black people.
Who?
You.
Never.
Oh, for sure. You don't want to see black people get killed or white people, right?
God damn it. Stop, bro.
Let's cut it here. Come on.
You can't bait me and expect me not to take the low road.
I know what Pat just said to this kid, too. You're baiting.
Look, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Some people listen. Just do some things, get shot. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you don't want to get shot.
Like a kid carrying a fucking BB gun.
If you don't want to get shot at a crime scene,
yeah,
don't do
don't
crime.
Don't be black in public.
Right, don't sell cigarettes in New York. See, this is, it's off the rails now.
No, it's good.
I'm out. I know black people.
It's satire.
One of my best friends is black, guys.
No, I wouldn't go that far. That's, no.
Yeah. No. Best friend?
No.
Does Donnie like, still you? Listen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's from an island.
You do have a black uncle. Yeah.
But
a
no,
uncle. That's how we call it.
All joking aside, it's hard to stop this fucking train as we keep going.
No, I like to. I haven't heard Wes talk about drugs in a while, so I'm actually because he always knows what you're talking about, and I'm like, I don't have any reference.
I've never done it though.
Some say the blind lead the blind, but in the ghetto, you never know when it's gonna be your time.
Sitting in the ghetto, thinking about all my homies passed away.
Masterpiece song that makes Cole's mom cry.
I really miss my
he used to hold his and cry.
Oh shit.
Even though they're gone away, I know they're in a better place.
And recovered with the exact lyrics that were next.
And I hope to see you soon someday. I used to hang with my boy.
You hang with my boy.
God damn, I miss my boy. Damn, it's sad to see my nigga in the dirt. A lot of mothers done cried. A lot of homies done died.
Look, I'm looking into the microphone.
Like, you're really fucking getting it. It's like you're like Kelly Clarkson.
I think the next, I don't know if this is, if I'm making this up, but I think the next one is, you took your piece of the pie, but you was too young to retire.
Yeah, that's it.
What does that mean?
With my boy, used to bang with my boy. Damn, I miss my boy. We started like youngsters in the park, throwing bird in the hearse. Damn, it's sad to see my nigga in the dirt. The game got me working, I be perking, never jerking. Still blowing doja for you, cause I know you're up there working. Your little baby's cool and your baby mama straight. But today's a sad day to see your t-shirts with your face. From the cradle to the grave. From the streets we used to fall in the park. You like the ball, put your name up on the wall. The projects you's a legend on the streets was a star. But it's sad to see my homeboy
riding in that black car. A lot of soldiers done died, a lot of mothers done cried. You took your piece of the pie, but you was too young to retire. Why soldiers ride for your name, leave it in vain. Some G's never change, damn they killed you for some change. Smile for my homie, Kevin Miller, my boy, Randall.